We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Brian Mallory. Now, Brian, you're from New Brunswick. What part of New Brunswick are you from?
I'm from Kapolei, New Brunswick.
Okay, Kapolei, New Brunswick. Okay, that sounds like a nice place to live.
Well, we're real close to Parley Beach in Shediac, New Brunswick, so we have some of the nicest beaches in eastern Canada, so it's a real nice place to live.
Yeah, that must be really nice. Now, how long have you been in the music business?
I recorded my first album back in 96, 97.
Okay.
Down in Nashville with a producer called Gary Buck. And it's been pretty well full force since then.
Okay.
Except for in 2006, after the release of my second album, I was involved in a car accident.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And I was not able to continue touring or do any radio promotions from 2006 until 2010.
Oh, my goodness.
So it knocked me off the scene for a little while, but I'm back with a brand new album and a brand new single to radio, and I'm real happy that that your station is looking at playing it.
Oh, definitely, and we're enjoying it here. So definitely glad that you came back to the music scene. My goodness, you must have had to work very hard. And
It was a long road, but when you have a passion for something and you love doing something so much, that sort of it gives you a reason to get up in the morning and work hard because you want to get back to what you love.
Good for you. Did you always have an interest and a passion in music, especially country?
It's always been country music since I was 6 years old. I started playing when the guitar was bigger than I was.
Was your family interested in music too? Is that where you got it?
It's real funny because I didn't know my grandparents.
Okay.
Because my father died when I was very young. And but I got a phone call today, a lady from Sussex Corner, New Brunswick. She contacted me this morning and said, you know, I know where your music comes from. I used to listen to your grandmother sing when she was young. This is a 77-year-old woman that was calling me.
My goodness.
So finally, a little piece of the puzzle is back together. I do have a couple of sisters that sing a little bit, but not to the extent of you know what I do, you know, with recording and performing live. So
that's amazing that you got that call.
It was really nice to get that call. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So this is your third album, then, Living My Dream, and this was recorded down in Nashville.
Yeah, I was fortunate last summer, just after coming back after my accident. I was asked to open a show for Daryl Singletary, and we got to talking backstage after the show, and we spent the rest of the weekend together. And whenever all of that was said and done, he gave me a call back from Nashville and said, look, we're real glad that you're back on the scene, and I have a producer down here that's real interested in listening to your stuff. So we made contact with Grammy-nominated producer Greg Cole.
Wow,
and I headed down in February, and we recorded the full album.
Good for you. How long did it take you to record it?
It took us about 13 days. 13 all my days. Music was sent down for review before that. So whenever I got down there, it was basically, you know, let's get to work and let's get this done. I was really fortunate to have Daryl Singletary sing a duet on the album with me, along with Ken Mellons. I don't know if you remember the Jukebox Junkie or not, from back in the 90s.
Okay.
He came and did a cover song of Vern Gosden's with me on the album as well. So it was nice to get the support from the Nashville community in on this project.
Definitely. Did you find that things had changed quite a bit while you were out of the scene?
Yeah. It's definitely, everything's more digital now than it was, you know, even back in 2004. I'm finding it a lot easier to get in touch with radio now. A lot easier to get response from radio as well because, you know, everybody's online. So via Facebook and my website, they can pretty well get a hold of you 24/7, so it's great.
That is great. Good. Are you getting a lot of airplay around your area?
Right now, I had started things out. I'm known down in my area as a traditional country artist.
Okay.
I had released a song that you fellas probably haven't heard yet off of the album about probably a month and a half ago called Don't Let Life Get You Down. And that song is more or less, it's a song that I composed myself. And it's just my experience over the last 4.5 years since my accident, my
That's
outlook
nice.
On life
yeah.
Now, you know, that we really, sometimes we think we're worse than we are, because if we look across the road or look at the old lady on the street or whatever, you know, you notice that you don't have things that bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone worse than you.
Definitely an inspiration. What a nice song. Do you write most of your songs, Brian?
I either write or co-write most of my stuff, but I think the defining part of an artist is knowing that, you know, sometimes your stuff is not always the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to a few co-writers for this album, and I also picked up a couple of songs from Chris Young and Larry Wayne Clark.
Okay.
You might remember Chris Young from Nashville Star.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking Me Lonely Tonight. I picked up a song called Wouldn't Mama Be Proud that's on the album from Chris and Larry Wayne Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And also a song called Hillbilly Water on the album as well. That's
the one we're playing.
We have
yeah.
on radio right now.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Hillbilly Water. Was this co-written with you or entirely by you? Or
No, that was also another Larry Wayne Clark song.
Okay.
It happened almost by accident. That I was able to get that song. We were writing a song that I was going to do as a duet with Daryl Singletary
mm-hmm.
and Larry Wayne Clark. And he said, you know, I'd like for you to listen to a couple of more songs that I've had demoed down in Nashville. And as soon as I heard the part in Hillbilly Water about the Never Knew We Were Poor back when me and my brothers grew up,
mm-hmm.
that sort of touched a chord right away in me. And I have a lot of friends that are out west now working, and, you know, they're looking at the big tall buildings all day long, and they just can't wait for the weekend to go out and have a drink with friends. And that's sort of the input that I put into Hillbilly Water.
Okay, sounds great. Good. So I went to your website, www.brianmallory.com. So that's pretty much new. It's in the works, so people should definitely check in on that.
Yeah, I was just talking with the graphics guy this morning. He's figuring that we should have at least half of it online by the end of the day today.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
So whenever the music page gets up there, your listeners will be able to listen to little sound bits of each song off the new album. They'll be able to order it right there online.
Okay, that's great.
So we're hoping that's going to help get my music up there in Quebec as fast as possible, because I've been wanting to get up to your market for a long time. And I'm hoping that this is my opportunity.
Definitely. Country music, very popular, especially around this area. We're about 2 hours east of Montreal here.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, plans for the summer or the fall? Or?
Well, next weekend we're starting things off. We're just going to start touring then.
Mm-hmm.
I just got done doing my CD release last Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, that must have went really well.
It was a real shocker for me, because your biggest fear after being away from the scene for so
mm-hmm.
long is that people have forgotten who you are
mm-hmm.
and what you represent. And
mm-hmm.
We were proved this weekend that nobody has forgotten me, for sure. And album sales were great. Ticket sales were great for the events.
Definitely. So, it's wonderful.
It was a great, great thing. We're looking at trying to get up there to do some festivals this summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more or less a trial and error basis for this year,
mm-hmm.
where everything's so fresh out of the gate. But hopefully whenever we get more established in the Quebec area, we won't have to look so hard for the festivals up there. Maybe they'll be contacting us.
They probably will. Very exciting time for you, though.
Yeah, it's nice to be back doing what I love, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you must have a lot of support from your family, too. They must be very proud of you.
Yeah, it's family's a real big thing for me. I come from a big family. We're six children.
Mm-hmm.
We're all very, very close, and they were all at my CD launch, along with my wife's side of the family. And I did my launch about 35 minutes from my hometown here.
Okay.
And we thought, you know, maybe people from my local area here in Capilet wouldn't want to make the trek up, but we've seen a lot of them up there. So
that's great. Good for you. It's nice to have that you have a close family too, and they all get along together. That's amazing.
For sure.
Good. So the first release out, Brian Mallory, Hillbilly Water, and definitely you can purchase the CD. More information will be up even by the end of today, so it's www.brianmallory.com. And you mentioned that you were on Facebook too?
Yes, there is a link to my like page right on the website as well, even the constructed website right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a link there for Facebook. I'd like to hear any feedback that that the people up there in Quebec have for me. French or English, it doesn't really matter. I am bilingual,
mm-hmm.
So it'd be great to hear back some feedback.
Good. Are you on Twitter, too?
Yes, I am on Twitter, at Brian Mallory. So there's all kinds of ways to get a hold of me.
Good. So the title of the album is Living My Dream, and I guess I don't have to ask you much about that. You're back, you're living your dream, and it's going really well.
Yeah, that's it wasn't a hard title to come up with.
No.
It was just telling the truth. You know, I am living my dream every day right now.
Good for you. We certainly wish you all the best. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Brian?
No, I think that's about all. You've covered everything. Really nice talking with you, Maureen.
Well, nice talking with you, and we wish you all the best and hope to hear back from you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
There's a crystal creek near the shade of a hickory bough. When my eyes are closed, I can feel it on my toes right now. And on big city days when hell couldn't get no hotter, Lord, I sure do miss that hillbilly water. Never knew we was poor back when me and my brothers grew up. Everyone around scratch a living from the ground like us. No locks on the doors, folks helping one another like they oughta. Life was simple and sweet as hillbilly water. I'm working 9 to 5 in a hive of stone and steel, with a thirst inside no dry martini can kill. I wanna get my cup, fill it up from a spring and a holler, and take a deep long drink of that hillbilly water. Well, he lived to be 105. You know, I asked him once how it was he kept himself so spry. He smiled and he said, gotta marry you a good woman's daughter, get lots of down-home cooking and hillbilly water. I'm working 9 to 5 in a hive of stone and steel, with a thirst inside no dry martini can kill. I wanna get my cup, fill it up from a spring and a holler, and take a deep long drink of that hillbilly water. When I'm feeling low, I don't need to go visit no doctor, I can cleanse my soul with hillbilly water. Lord, there just ain't nothing like hillbilly water.